Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before we get into the results, which we'll be talking about all day here on WILK.
Forever. Feels that way sometimes, right? Doesn't it?
We'll be talking about that. I just wanted to mention a text message. Someone wants to know, why is Snedeker being so mean about the Halloween decorations? I got sick on Halloween, couldn't do anything, left work, came home sick all weekend and the beginning of the week. Now I'm getting in trouble for my Halloween decorations still being up. Wow.
Listen, I get it.
Yeah. I said to them, I texted back, ignore him and put a Santa hat on your pumpkins and skeletons.
What? No.
Yes.
Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I need to get my crap together. Now, of course, Snedeker's being stupid. That's ridiculous.
He's just being funny. It's okay. Just put a Santa hat on all of them, and we're perfectly fine with it.
Why is that bloody man with the knife? Oh, that's a killer Santa. It's just because it's easier.
It's okay. Nightmare Before Christmas made it all okay. It is 8:10. We get a lot of things to talk about. We're going to get into the local races. We would love to get your thoughts. 570-883-0098. We could pretty much tie up what happened here in Northeast PA, across the state, into other states across America, into the city of New York, as a very, very big night for Democrats. But you have to go, why? Right? That is the most important question that Democrats and Republicans and independents and everyone else would ask. Right. When you don't just go, oh, you know, they just like us better. What is it? You've got to know why. And I think that at the bottom of what happened and the top of people's minds is the economy. It is the struggle that people are feeling, whether it's affordable housing, affording groceries, affording a car. College, paying your bills, having a job that pays well, having health insurance that doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. There was coverage across the spectrum yesterday about this election. On CNN, there was exit polling discussed, and it showed that voters had moved away from Republicans on issues like the economy. That had been one of President Trump's strongest issues in the 2024 campaign. In New York City, 72% of voters said housing costs are a problem where they live. Donald Trump had talked about grocery prices, had talked about bringing down the cost of housing during his campaign. We are now 10 months after he took office and things are not better. I don't care if you support him. I don't care if you love him, hate him. There's some things that are just the facts. And some of you will go, well, the gas is cheaper. Across the board on most things, if people look at their lives and the costs of things, on the whole, they are more expensive. They are struggling. They are struggling to get groceries. They are struggling to make ends meet. We are seeing marketplace health insurance rates that are through the roof because Republicans are allowing these health care subsidies from the Affordable Care Act to expire. We had the president yesterday go back on the word that he was going to comply with SNAP funding, the contingency funds being used. He literally said he wasn't going to do that. Then Carolyn Leavitt, when asked later on, had to walk it back because this is where we're at. There's not someone in charge that thinks about things before he does them. He says things and then other people have to walk it back and then he changes his mind. He's all over the place. And in the end, people don't trust him anymore to help them. People want change. People didn't wake up and say, I'm a Democrat socialist. They didn't. A number of them who voted for him would not even consider a Democrat socialist how many years ago. But the problem is nobody was helping them. They feel like they need change, just like many of you. When you voted for Donald Trump, maybe you weren't going to or you hadn't voted or you hadn't voted for a Republican before. There were independents who voted for Donald Trump and they thought, I'm struggling. I need help with the economy. You know, Joe Biden's been in office, Kamala Harris, you know, the vice president. Who do I trust more? And people have woken up with a horrible hangover. And then you have, I believe, what you see on TV every day, a man who doesn't seem to care about the needs of people, whose priority has been putting up a ballroom, possibly naming it at himself, wanting to build an arch, wanting to and remodeling a bathroom while people are struggling and not caring about feeding people who are in need and not caring about making health care affordable for people. That's just the truth. It's the truth. That is what brought people out.
I have gone out of my way to try to avoid some of these things that I hear your point. Yeah, the ballroom. Okay. It doesn't bother me, but you know what does bother me? My bills. They're not going up. My bills are going up. We're going into heating season. That's going to be a cluster bleep. You know what I'm saying? Like
it may not bother you, but I think it bothers a lot of people.
I'm just speaking for myself. Those things annoy me because it seems like, where are your priorities? And I just don't see it getting any better.
Right.
I don't see it getting any better. And then with the blame game, I don't care whose fault it is. Just fix it.
Right. And I think that's what happened in New York City with Zoran Mamdani. And that is, we want change and we feel like he'll at least give us change because the same old same is not something I'm willing to live with. That's, I think, what they're saying. Think about what you see. What do most average people see when they look at this administration? Let's be honest. What's on TV? What do we see every day? We see ICE agents. We see people being pulled from cars. We see windows being broken, people being wrestled to the ground, people being disappeared off the streets. And again, I think there are people who would agree that you take hardened criminals. You take criminals, violent criminals, and if you have a warrant for them and you get them out and deport them, people are fine with that. But the fact that this is what it seems like the administration is most concerned about, we see that. We see a White House that's getting rebuilt. And then, but when we go home and go on a health insurance exchange market and see prices go up 80% plus, or you go to the grocery store and you're struggling and you decide you can't get this or you can't get that. You know, that's what people see in their everyday lives. And they see a whole administration that is doing nothing about it. And they see Mike Johnson constantly standing there telling everybody, we're not going to be in business. We're not going to swear in a person who was elected. We're not going to continue to work. They're getting paid. They're essential. They're not working. People like Rob Bresnahan. There are a number of congresspeople across this country, a good amount of them, who are in areas which are red and blue. And what happened yesterday is a warning to every one of them. You need to pay attention to what is happening to your constituents. You don't need to be a rubber stamp for a man who is completely out of touch with what is going on for most of the people in your district. Pay attention. Start fighting for people. Don't be a doormat. All right, let's go through some of the things that happened, because it was Democrats, even in Luzerne County, which this made a lot of news as well yesterday when I was looking last night at the results. There were people talking about statewide races, Bucks County, Erie County, where, you know, it was more Republican in recent years, turning blue. And they said, take a look at Luzerne County. Democrats have regained the majority on Luzerne County Council. They flipped four seats and regained the majority when they're sworn in. That happened. Also, Buffalino has won the seat on the Luzerne County Court of Common Pleas. Tim McGinley, the Democrat, ousts Griffith for county controller as well. Home rule charter was voted down. Statewide, the judges on the Supreme Court and the, I think there were two on Superior Court as well, all of them retained, despite all the no, no, no commercials you may have heard. Interesting. Some of the exit polls, Jason, people were a lot of them. Again, if you listen to talk radio, pay attention. It was interesting how many people didn't even know about, like, the whole controversy over that. Usually people retain judges. That happens.
Luckily, it was written in a way, because I'm of the belief that the right decision was made by voters, because the people who wanted to change it wanted to push more of their thinking on the rest of the state. But I'm happy it was worded in such a way that was clear, so people could walk in and go, what's this? Oh, yeah. Yes or no?
Yeah,
sure.
Do you want to retain them or not? All right. In Scranton, Mayor Paige Cognetti easily won re-election. Yeah. And she is still, and that's a lot, saying that you got 57% of the vote in a three-person race, and you're going to run in the next year in the congressional race in the 8th Congressional District. Interesting. The Democrat Tom Welby wins the Lackawanna County Commissioner special election. He says he will serve. He will stay. He will fight legally if he has to for that seat, because we do know Brenda Sacco, who is there temporarily, has said she'd like to stay. So there's no word as to whether she would argue to stay after the results of this election, but we will see. But Democrat incumbents swept in Lackawanna County row offices and those races as well. So those are just some of the results. But New Jersey, Virginia, Democrats, women elected governor in both of those races. And then, of course, Zoran Mamdani. Georgia had a number of surprising results as well, with big wins for Democrats in that state as well. So a lot of stuff to unpack. So we've been talking a lot about the local news for you, and there were big wins for Democrats across the board. Even people in other parts of the state talking about Luzerne County, a county which has gone more red in recent years.
Yeah.
But Democrats still winning big there.
And making national headlines because of that shift.
How many people came here to talk to us? And, you know, is that just the Trump factor? If he's not on the ballot, is that the problem? Or is it also the fact that people are struggling and they have not seen things get better? All right. Zoran Mamdani last night, pretty fired up in his victory speech. And we wanted to give you a little bit more about what it is that he had to say.
For as long as we can remember, the working people of New York have been told by the wealthy and the well-connected that power does not belong in their hands. Fingers bruised from lifting boxes on the warehouse floor, palms calloused from delivery bike handlebars, knuckles scarred with kitchen burns. These are not hands that have been allowed to hold power. And yet, over the last 12 months, you have dared to reach for something greater. Tonight, against all odds, we have grasped it. The future is in our hands. My friends, we have toppled a political dynasty.
Got some strong Barack Obama election night victory
oh,
vibes there.
I don't know about that.
Well, in the sense of like this,
he
like
was
this
much
is
more brand, fiery.
Well, but this is like this idea of like something new, something, yes, we can.
Right. But he was more, look, there were some people that were critical. I watched these 24-hour news channels after that speech, and
like
a few of them were like, he's yelling and he sounds angry and he should. And one of the other folks on the panel said, you do realize that people are angry.
They are angry.
Because they're suffering. So he is channeling that and letting people know. I mean, he said to Donald Trump, you know, what?
Yeah.
Turn the volume up. It's listen to what I'm saying and let me be clear.
When I say it's got those Barack Obama vibes, I'm hearing more of like this. This is something that's going to be not the politics you're used to. We're going to make some changes here. At least that's the attempt. And everyone says that, but he's throwing out a different vibe.
Agent of change. But then again, New York City is a very different animal, right, than any other.
I don't know. I haven't gone in a while. It's too expensive.
Any other area in the country, because the winners in New Jersey and also Virginia are much more moderate. Right. Moderates. Yeah. All right. Quickly, we're going to get to Bernie, who is with us here on WILK. Hi, Bernie.
Hey, guys. Jason, Nancy, I'm so glad to hear your voices and be able to call in.
Great.
Hi, Nance. And Jason.
Hi.
I was just overwhelmed this past weekend with the Mar-a-Lago Great Gatsby party he held. You know, this is almost like, and I'm not acquainted to the court of Louis and the Tsar and people who were negligent on the troubles of their peoples, but this is what it reminded me of. The same type of atmosphere where they didn't realize how people were suffering, and he does realize, and people were angry and annoyed, and what happened and prevailed with those two governments, the French and the Russians, that is so similar to today's sufferings. Thank God we have the way to communicate and let people know there is hope and there is something that can be happening that's for a positive future.
Right.
But to have held a party this weekend, and it was almost like Marie Antoinette never said, let them eat cake.
Right.
But that's what that reminded me of. People are suffering. And when I saw the pictures of his gold, it's funny, Nance, Jason, he reminds me of Marie Antoinette with Versailles building these gold, and Louis the
the 14th,
King Ludwig of Bavaria with the gold and all, keep building and spending money. How history repeats itself. And I just felt the Gatsby party, and I don't know how you feel, guys, but I just felt that was what an insult. What a caseless.
Yeah.
Project to prevail on this public when we're suffering.
Bernie, there's a lot of on the outside looking in, like there's a lot of things. We get to see this extravagant party, but we're not going. Right. Not that I'm jealous, but like even the stuff like I'd be interested in, I'm not going to get invited, nor is the general public going to go to the big UFC event on the lawn.
Yeah.
This is all for his supporters and people who are close to him internally. The other people sit where they want to sit outside
himself,
of the...
Jason.
What?
Yeah, he does. I guess what scares me, he's totally withdrawn from the people and not hearing their suffering. It's all about him.
It's true.
And he has
it's
to
true.
Step outside of himself.
Right. Thanks,
really
Bernie.
Does.
We got to run.
Well, thank you.
Like talking to you. Yeah. Members of his administration now going on to military bases to live is very odd as well. And look, they keep bringing up when they do things, when we talk about Louis the 16th and the revolution and all that, they put out a video not too long ago. If you get a chance, look it up. It was, I don't know which administration office it was, but they had a video with music and they used Viva La Vida by Coldplay as the song. And I'm sitting there going, what are you thinking? The song is about the French Revolution and Louis the 16th. And I'm thinking, do they do it on purpose to troll, or is it completely clueless what they're discussing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So the president is speaking. There is a breakfast going on right now with Senate Republicans. And these are the first words that he is speaking after the Democrats have swept major races in a whole bunch of different areas, including here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
At the top for the Supreme Court judges, you might have heard a lot of money was put into the vote no campaign. And it really barely moved the needle when you look at it. It was somewhere like 67% for each of them, a vote of yes. Anyway, I think we have a little bit of what the president says, but I don't know if he even directly discusses at all what happened.
We're about 30 minutes behind, maybe.
Yeah.
He's talking. I believe he brings up the government shutdown.
So as you know, we are in the midst of a disastrous Democrat-created government shutdown, and it is Democrat-created, but I don't think they're getting really the blame that they should. That's now officially the longest shutdown in American history. The Democrat radicals in the Senate have shown zero interest in reopening the government. And I don't think they'll actually see a lot of people disagree. I've been saying for the last 30 days, we've had four or five different points. Yes, sir, they're going to get it right now. We should have it done in a day. I've heard that about four times. I heard it after Kings, when they said I was a king. And I heard it after Kings. I heard it after a couple of other moments in time. And I said, no, I don't believe so. And now I heard it's after the election. I don't believe so. I think they will. I think they're kamikaze pilots. I just got back from Japan. I talked about the kamikaze pilots. I think these guys are kamikaze. They'll take down the country if they have to. So I don't think so. Millions of Americans are going to be without SNAP benefits. And I will say about SNAP benefits. So when I was president, we had $7 billion worth. And now they have many times that because these benefits were given to anybody that asked. And they're up to, I hear,
He's talking about them trying to talk about Democrats trying to take down the country. Here is a man who has the ability to give people SNAP benefits from a contingency fund. And despite the fact that his own spokesperson said they would comply, he put out a text yesterday to say they wouldn't and he'd be okay with that. Now, she also walked it back again yesterday. But we also have a healthcare crisis with the insurance marketplaces, the end of the subsidies on the Affordable Care Act. That means that there are millions of people who get their insurance, and a lot of them are smart small business owners who get their own insurance through these marketplaces that are seeing huge increases. And what are they doing about it? And look, the election happened. It's obvious Americans are not happy with the way things are going with Republicans in control. So will any of the Republicans get a clue and say maybe we should start governing and not allowing Donald Trump to tell us everything that we should do? Is it time for them to start doing things for the American people so that when the midterms come next year, they're not going to get their butts slapped? I mean, they're going to see a horrible, I guess that was a bad imagery, but they're going to see a backlash that could rival blue waves we've seen in the past. It's historically not easy for the opposing party. It's not easy for the party in power. The midterms after historically have had a hard time. But if people are struggling next year and don't feel like anybody has addressed the inflation problem, the grocery prices, the healthcare problem, do you think that they're going to put their faith in the person who said that they would handle it on day one and they did not? And instead, he's there at a breakfast worried about who people are blaming.
You have
how many more months the elections will begin for Congress, and you're still worried the day after the election about who's being blamed instead of let's fix it. Hopefully behind the scenes, there are some indications that both sides may be talking in the Senate about coming up with some kind of a deal to get things moving forward. So we'll see what happens.
He could have a different tone. He won't, but
no,
he could.
It's never going to change.
It's so frustrating, too, because, again, on this day when there's this, you could say, oh, well, we don't know for sure what it is, but we know for sure what it was. And he's sitting there basically saying, maybe not even basically, yeah, these Democrats, they're so bad, they'd kill themselves to hurt this country.
Right.
They would die.
Our country is in pain.
They could say, calling them kamikazes, it's like so unnecessarily dark.
It is. And people don't like that.
Doesn't help anything.
It's not helpful to constantly be fighting with half of the country. Work to make it better for everybody. Economic worries were the main concern when voters went to the ballots yesterday. That was it. There was a huge survey done of more than 17,000 voters, New Jersey, Virginia, California, and in New York City. The public is troubled by an economy that seems trapped by higher prices and fewer job opportunities. So when it comes to immigration, folks, it is not the top concern. In New Jersey, it was the fourth concern. Taxes, economy, and health care far outnumbering immigration and crime. Virginia, economy 49%, health care 21%, then immigration at 11%. This is where people are. You know, you can talk about, they like to scare people with crime. That's what you hear, right? People want to, Republicans have done this a lot. They don't, you know, they are on the side of criminals. They don't like police officers, you know, whatever you want to say. Crime is out of control. When people can't pay their bills, get health care, afford their groceries, those things are more important than anything else. Immigration, crime. At all. And nothing's being done about it. So that's, I think, why we saw what we saw. And unless something changes, it's only going to get worse. Rob Bresnahan, congressman from the 8th Congressional District, he and others like him who have come into office because people wanted a change due to the tough economic conditions in these purple areas. Those are the people who need to really reflect. Are you going to continue to capitulate to a president who seems to be completely oblivious to the needs of the people? Are you going to start to stand up and fight for them? Because all we're seeing are people being harmed by what is going on. Let's get to Joe Snedeker, Storm Tracker 16. He has a look at the forecast for Northeast PA this week into the weekend.
Hi, folks, and good Thursday. Don't rush life, Snedeker. It's a great day to be alive, and it's Wednesday. All right, Nancy, Jason, are you ready? Today, near 60. It's going to be partly sunny to start after about 6 p.m., but remember, with the time change, what are you doing outside after 6 p.m.? You're ready to go to bed, right? There could be some gusty showers. By that, I mean maybe a quick 15-minute shower, but with some gusty winds over 20, 30 miles an hour this evening and overnight tonight. So if you have your Halloween stuff out, so be it. It's going to be blown away. Maybe you deserve it. Tomorrow, morning clouds, a sprinkle, a flake, and then a nice sunny afternoon. Breezy tomorrow, but only in the 40s tomorrow to near 50. That's it. Friday, partly sunny, back up to 57. Showers Friday night into Saturday morning, and then more showers on Sunday, the wetter of the weekend days. And we could have our first flake by Monday or Tuesday of next week. Hey, it's November. It all goes down. The rest, my friend, is up to you on this Wednesday, not Thursday.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah. I've done that before. I don't know why. It's when someone else does it, I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, it happens to me.
Hey, I'm really confused. I'm going to confuse you now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. These evenings are so weird with the time change.
How dark it gets, how tired
I am early. It's kind of weird. We had a lot of things, obviously, talking about the election. One of the weirder things, just to get off the election for now, because it's something we'll continue to discuss as time goes on. Tom Brady and his dog is such a weird story. He made a comment yesterday saying that his dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog who died in December of 2023.
Yeah.
He said he worked with Colossal Biosciences, which is a biotech company that he invests in. Which makes
an important detail part here,
to clone the pit bull mix using blood collected before her death. He said, I love my animals. They mean the world to me and my family. So he said that they did a single blood draw of the elderly dog before she passed. So that's kind of weird to me. They have previously cloned dogs for other celebrities, but it's kind of given me that creepy, like animals coming back from the dead vibe.
They say, though, it's an ethical way of doing this because it's all the DNA is gathered before and they're not taking any lives. And the weirdest part of this story is it's such a cool technology. Like if you love, like my wife and I, we loved our first dog, Maisie. She was adorable. Mm-hmm. And if we could have an exact replica of Maisie, we would love that. And with this technology, theoretically, we can. It's a genetic duplicate. The difference is, it's like falling in love with someone. They can't match the personality. You may get another Maisie. He may get another Junie. But he may also get an a-hole dog. They're just like, oh, is that your clone dog? Yeah, he just keeps biting at me. I don't know why he's so angry. Like, you don't know what kind of personality you're going to get. Right. So looks aren't everything, and we all know that. And
right.
He is an investor.
It would be disturbing to me. What if you got one that looks exactly like the one you have, but it's a jerk?
Then your memories are
somehow shaded, aren't they?
Then your grandkids are like, how come some pictures you're kissing the dog and other times you're bleeding?
Yeah,
well, that's the evil one.
Right.
If this goes too far, you know an owner is going to try to clone Tom Brady.
Well, first of all, I'm sure you have to have a good amount of money to do this cloning.
About 50 grand, they say.
Oh my gosh.
It's funny, they ran through a bunch of celebrities, very well-known celebrities. I want to say Barbara Streisand, but I could be wrong. But these different celebrities who all invested in the same thing. Like they're putting that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the regular person's out there just saying, I'm going to clone my dog. But I think we'd all love to.
Right.
I'd love to give it a try. But again, one bad pooch.
It could
then
screw it all
an
up.
An evil version.
There's one story that we didn't get to, and it's a pretty serious one. I don't know if you saw the crash of the UPS plane. It was a freight plane. Shortly after takeoff, it's really just horrifying when you see the video. There's another plane that was on the runway. No, there was a, I don't know if it was a plane, but someone in a vehicle, I think, near the runway. Yes. And they, you saw this thing explode. The death toll right now, from what we understand, and they said it could go up. I'm not sure if it could since then. I'm looking at a 7 a.m. Story here. What happened was it crashed shortly after takeoff, ripped through several businesses, including a waste recycling company that keeps storage tanks of oil and propane. There was a massive fireball. At least 7 people are dead, 11 injured from the crash. And Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said the numbers could climb as the investigation continues. The only 3 people on the flight are presumed dead. The 4 others confirmed to have died were not on board the plane, which is just scary stuff.
What an intense fireball. Like, no one's going to survive that if you're near it. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Meanwhile, speaking of airports, there are concerns that we're possibly hitting a tipping point as this government shutdown drags on. Halloween was a particularly affected day for travel. And, you know, because there were so much staff shortages. So there are real concerns that those who are working without pay leading to more staff shortages. Could there just be an all out walkout at some point? And NPR talked to 4 current air traffic controllers in an article that they wrote. All of those you asked not to use their names. They don't want retaliation. But they say that morale is low even before the shutdown due to the staffing shortage that has been going on already. And so it's even worse now, not getting paid at all. So they're real concerned. I got to be honest. I'm real concerned that something bad could happen just because of the fact that people are either exhausted. It's just not enough people. It's just really a shame. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's the morning news.
We're
going to
play a little game. Yeah.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
All right, here we go. Celebrity birthdays on this November the 5th. I didn't screw this one up today.
Is it actually today?
It is actually today. Art Garfunkel has a birthday. What a beautiful voice.
Art Garfunkel is, I'm going to say he's 85.
He is 84, so good for you.
Figured he had to be about my dad's age.
What do you think of when you hear the name Andrea McArdle?
I'm like, I don't know who the hell that is. Andrea McArdle, I would think she was on Full House, but I have no idea. Who is
that? The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow.
What's that?
Annie on Broadway.
Oh.
She was the original Annie on Broadway.
She's got to be, I'm going to say she's 65.
62, so you were close. Not close enough. Right. Tatum O'Neill, Paper Moon, won an Oscar.
Yeah. Very open about mental health issues, too. Tatum O'Neill is going to be 66.
62.
Ooh.
Actress Elke Sommer. Oh, dear God. Wasn't she the one that was speaking that, was it French in the Rod Stewart song, Tonight's the Night?
I'm going to say
she's
maybe.
I think that's her. Wow, that's really off. But
70.
85.
Oh, that Elke Sommer.
Peter Noon. Herman's Hermits. You've got a lovely daughter.
I worked with a girl. We did an interview with him. He said something rude, and she started saying, "How come people don't call you by your name this way, Peter? No one."
That's
and
great.
He thought it was hilarious. It was very funny. Peter Newton, he's up there. He's like 85.
He's 78.
Yep, he looks like 85.
And rock star Bryan Adams. How old is he?
In the summer of 69, he was having fun already. So he's got to be. He's 70.
He is 66.
Oh, I'm horrible today.
If it's your birthday on this November the 5th, happy birthday. And if it's your anniversary, happy anniversary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.